for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
I move approval.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores. Ms. Anaya Flores.
Lost her again.
Can you call her back?
Yeah. We'll move to number two, won't we? Number two, consider approval of resolution 2021-09, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2020-21 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salcido.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the third quarter budget adjustments for fiscal year 2021. In the general fund, there is a request in the library department to increase revenue and operating costs by $1,350.49 for the state grant and aid that came in higher than budget. In the general fund, there is a request in the parks department to increase revenues $5,000 and increase capital costs $10,000. There was a donation received from NWP for the purchase of a flagpole. Additional funds will be used for the relocation of an existing flagpole from the water park to the PRV. In the general fund, there was a request in the parks department to transfer $80,555 to the street improvement fund. We will be liquidating the completed upper dam project and transferring to the street improvement fund. In the general fund, there is a request from the public safety department to increase revenue and capital costs by $30,000 for a donation received from Chevron to purchase two traffic trailers and related materials and supplies. In the general fund, there is a request from the public safety department to increase revenue and capital costs by $10,000 for a donation received from Mosaic for concrete work at the shooting range for the outdoor turning target system. In the capital outlay fund, there is a request to transfer $82,179.65 to the Water and Sewer Fund for the Double Eagle Waterline Engineering Project. We will be liquidating the completed San Jose and 8th Street projects in the Capital Outlay Fund. In the Airport Improvement Fund, there is a request to increase revenue $115,000 and capital costs by $245,000. The city received an NMDOT grant to purchase a sweeper for removal of debris and contaminants from the runways, taxiways, and ramp pavement, and a city match is required. In the Airport Improvement Fund, there is a request to increase capital by $50,700 to cover engineering costs for reconstruction of Taxiway C. In the Solid Waste Fund, there is a request to increase capital costs by $1,608,280 to purchase commercial front-load trucks and two barrel trucks. In the Solid Waste Fund, there is a request to transfer $2 million to the landfill construction for future sales. In the Local Government Correction Fund, there is a request to increase revenue by $100,000 to reflect year-to-date actuals. In the Local Government Corrections Fund, there is a request to transfer $1 million to the Disaster Preparedness Fund for future emergency-related costs. This concludes the third quarter budget adjustments.
Questions or comments from Ms. Salcido?
Mayor, this report was presented to the Budget Committee and accepted, and I would recommend approval.
We have a motion to approve.
A second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number three, City of Carlsbad Financials, January 2021, Ms. Salcido.
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. I am certain you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will only provide you a brief summary of the city's cash position as of January 2021, the seventh accounting period for fiscal year 21. The city had a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $98.1 million and an ending cash balance of $98 million. The city's revenues of $57 million are $395,000 favorable to the $56.6 million budget and 1% above target. The city's labor costs of $30 million are $1.4 million favorable to the $31.5 million budget and 3% below target. The city's operating costs of $17.3 million are $5.5 million favorable to the $22.8 million budget and 14% below target. The city's capital costs of $9.8 million are $16.3 million below the $26.1 million budget and 36% below target. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions or comments for Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Thank you.
Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. Questions or comments on routine and regular business?
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five. Consider approval of request from Carlsbad Police Department to authorize the submission of a New Mexico Department of Game and Fish off-highway vehicle program grant application for FY21-22. Chief Skinner.
Thank you, Mayor and members of council. Here before you tonight respectfully to request consideration for us to authorize us to move forward for a submission of a grant with the New Mexico Department of Game and Fish and how it relates to OHV enforcement. I think, when considering this matter, being completely transparent, I think we're aware right now we have no city ordinance that allows for operation on city streets. But in the county, in Eddy County, there's ordinance that allows it to happen. I don't know if you guys have seen what I have seen, but I've garnered a number of complaints. It's often brought to me. I think I average about five or six pictures a week of OHVs operating within town or whatever. I can tell you it's something that we have tried to take some steps to garner some enforcement, but like a lot of other traffic-related issues, due to the calls for service and other things that are going on, these often fall on lower priority. So I think this is I had tasked one of my lieutenants, Alan Perez, who was formerly with Game and Fish before he came to Carlsbad Police Department, to do some research. We'd heard about a possible grant. He did a great job, followed up on it. I know he's worked wonderfully with Ms. Salcido and other people, Angie Testa, who are really familiar with grants. And I think, to me, we have a good opportunity. This is a non-match grant for $15,000 strictly towards the authorization of overtime for us to go out and work enforcement for these grant or for this to grant enforcement for this type of activity.
Questions or comments for Chief Skinner?
Mayor, I have a question.
Councilor.
Chief Skinner, what $15,000 for? What are you getting? Are you getting an OHV or you're enforcing a OHV? What are you doing?
Well, we would be currently enforcing the OHV laws, which does not allow right now for OHVs to operate on our city streets.
Oh, just more overtime and stuff.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's not for a purchase of any type of OHV or anything.
Yeah, we were on Pierce Street today and saw several going up and down the street, and I thought, that's weird. Okay, but
yeah, and okay. We've had a lot of accidents and stuff. So to me, it isn't just about them people not conforming with the law. We've actually had a lot of accidents and things of that nature. And I'm guessing if you paid attention like I have, yeah. there's a lot of children and stuff that are operating these vehicles, and give to me gives a, I think we are, if we don't get out there and put a lot more enforcement action in place, then we're just setting ourselves up for more tragedy. So
thank you, sir. That's great.
Further questions?
Mayor, I have a question.
Councilor?
Chief, do you have any specific areas are you going to target with this plan, or is it just
The whole city? I could tell you probably 6 months to a year ago there were some specific places, but now, I mean, they're parking up at the Pier Chevron and gassing up. You know, they're driving out on Canal. So, I mean, we see a lot of them out operating off the CID and stuff like that. So, yes, we, I think we've wanted to target the CID. But, we, yes, with this grant, we did have to, I think if you look at the packet, there were some specific areas down by Derrick and Haston that we were looking at and some areas up north. We have identified some problem areas for us that we plan on, we'll enforce them. But it also allows us to enforce on other areas as well within city limits.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Chief.
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of resolution 2021-10, a resolution authorizing filing of an application to the New Mexico Environment Department recycling and illegal dumping raid grant for FY22. Mr. Myers.
Mayor, member of council, you just summarized, the solid waste department would like to apply for a grant with the New Mexico Environment Department's RAID program. The money would be used to purchase a tire shredder that we'd place over at the convenience station. Scrap tires are a huge and ongoing problem for the city, so we believe having this type of equipment there will solve a long-term problem. As part of the grant process, they require the governing body pass or adopt a resolution of support of this grant. So we're here tonight asking for council's consideration in adopting resolution 2021-10.
Questions or comments for Mr. Myers?
Yeah. Mayor.
Councilor?
Ron, if you buy this shredder, who's going to run it?
We're going to run it.
We're going to run it. And what are you going to do with the shred once you get done with it?
It becomes regular municipal waste, and we're going to just halt the landfill for now. We're looking for opportunities to turn it into a viable product.
Yeah. Okay. How long do these things last? Seems like that's pretty hard on things.
It's a tough thing. Now, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to salesmen, they last forever. But if you talk to people who use them, they'll go for a year or two. You have to do maintenance.
Yeah.
You can go on for years if you do proper maintenance and treat them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Ron.
Further questions for Mr. Myers? Thank you, Mr. Myers.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2021-11, a resolution regarding the renaming of 120 Kircher Street, formerly known as Pate Elementary School, to the Alejandro Reese Senior Center. And I'd call on Councilor Rodriguez.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. I really believe that Alejandro Reese is very deserving of this honor. He was a private first class on April 28, 1945, when his unit was pinned down by a camouflaged pillbox, Japanese pillbox, and they could not advance on their objective. So he, a private first class at the time, of his own initiative, charged that hill with a rifle. When he got there, it jammed, and he had to do hand-to-hand combat with one of the Japanese soldiers. He overcame him, ran back down the hill, still being shot at, grabbed another weapon and more ammo, and charged back up that hill and single-handedly took out that pillbox and saved his unit. For that, he received the Medal of Honor, and that was a ceremony at the White House on June 26, 1946, with President Harry S. Truman presenting that. He He was also recipient of a Bronze Star Medal and the Purple Heart as he was wounded during that encounter. And this is just a man who was very slight of stature, but a giant of heart. And I think he's very deserving of having this building named after him.
I might want to mention, too, that he is in our Hall of Fame. Yes, sir. And there's a picture of him getting the award from President Truman.
And we have that.
And also, we have the award, the Medal of Honor, over there. So it's a great thing. So is that a motion?
That is a motion, yes, sir.
We have a motion?
Second.
And a second? No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of Resolution 2021-12, a resolution authorizing to apply for a local government road grant for the rehabilitation of West Mermont Street. Mr. Cass.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. We're coming tonight to ask for your approval to go out for an LGRF grant that would allow us to resurface Mermont from the CID to the end of it as it terminates at Main Street and just a little past. It is a project we put together last year. The grant application is ready to go. Funds were not available last year, so this money appears to be in place. It also requires a resolution of support and a match of 25%. That would, the match amount would be $265,521. Total cost, engineer's estimate on that project is $1.1 million. And I think it'd be a great thing for the community to move forward on this. We're looking every day for opportunities to improve our roads.
Questions or comments for Mr. Cass?
Mayor, I have a question.
Councilor?
Casey, is this just a milling? Is this all we're doing? Or are we tearing up and putting pipes and all that kind of stuff in?
Well, we will not. It will just be more of our modern process where we'll remove the existing road surface and its base, reclaim that base, roll it, and put a new surface on top. There's currently no water, sewer, sidewalk, anything, just the roadway itself. That's what the grant parameters have called for. You have this one ready to slide in.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Casey, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Further questions for Mr. Cass? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you.
Mayor, make a motion for approval.
A motion to approve?
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Number 9, consider approval of Ordinance 2021-03, an ordinance amending Article 4, Wellhead and Water Facilities Protection, Section 52-153 through 152-155, and Section 52-1858 of the Code of Ordinances, City of Carlsbad, New Mexico. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinances. And we will now convene as a public hearing, and I'd ask Mr. Myers to come forward, please.
Mayor, members of council, approximately 1 year ago, the Water Department began a review of our Wellhead and Water Facilities Protection Ordinance. It's been in place since November of 2000, served the city well, protecting our vital groundwater resources. We enlisted the help of Maria O'Brien with Modrell Sperling and Dave Romero with Blue Groundwater. They provided a fairly comprehensive overview and recommended updates to the ordinance. And I believe both Dave Romero and Maria O'Brien are here via remote connection. I'd like to turn the time over to them so they can provide a summary of this review process and the recommended ordinance updates.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, councilors. Sorry, is it okay to jump right in after that introduction from Mr. Myers?
Welcome, and go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry I can't be there in person. I always look forward to getting down to the city, but this will do for now. So as Mr. Myers indicated, Dave Romero and I have been working with staff for just a little over a year to review and update as necessary. The Wellhead Protection Ordinance that, as Ron noted, has been in place since 2000. I would note, Dave and I both worked on the original ordinance, the 2000 ordinance, from the legal and technical end, when the city determined that was an important measure to, as Ron indicated, to protect the city's vital water resources. There is in your packets, or should be in your packets, an executive summary regarding the updates to the Wellhead Protection Ordinance in the form of some proposed amendments. And just overview, the amendments are really kind of twofold, or conceptually twofold. One is to more closely align, conform the Wellhead Protection Ordinance to the city's updated 40-year water plan that council approved last year. And that update to the city's water plan, I think, more comprehensively addresses the city's long-term water needs. So the updates, again, are to bring the Wellhead Protection Ordinance and protecting the city's water resources in line with how the city's looking at the city's water resources and the need for those resources going into the future. Then interrelated, but the second category, is technical changes based on looking at the best way to analyze from a technical basis the way to design the technical requirements and the technical areas, if you will, surrounding the city's well field with regard to ensuring from a quality standpoint that the city's well fields are available for use when needed. And also as part of that, we've added in the update, added in Tatum well field, which was not included in 2000, because at that point the city had not begun to develop the wells in that well field. So that overview and your executive summary, I think, indicates that the updates are primarily what I would call technical in nature. That's really what is driving most of the changes. And so I would like Dave Romero to explain in greater detail the approach we're taking now with regard to the Wellhead Protection Ordinance. Again, the end goal is exactly the same as in 2000, making sure that the city is protecting its vital water resources so that they are available for use when the city needs them. But with that, Mr. Mayor, councilors, I would like Mr. Romero to address the technical approach to the update that we're that we support and have worked with staff on.
Hello, thank you, Maria, and thank you, Mr. Mayor and councilors. In terms of the technical aspects, one of the things, there are two parts to the update, really, from a technical standpoint. And the first is to get confirmation from an applicant who would come in and want to drill an oil or gas well in the wellhead protection area. We would get confirmation, the city would get confirmation from them on what the depth of the freshwater is. In the current version of the ordinance, that depth is projected down to about 2,500 feet, which is just a general number for the whole area. But depending on where you are, that depth can change. So an applicant will have to confirm the depth, and then the procedure in the ordinance will ensure that they cement off that freshwater area to protect the resource that the city has. So that's one aspect of the update. The second one relates to updating the wellhead protection areas. And the update to the wellhead protection areas results in an expansion of the wellhead protection areas, and it's on page 3 of the document that's in your packet. So if you look at that particular page, the left-hand side of the page shows the existing wellhead protection areas, and the right-hand side of the page shows the proposed areas for the wellhead protection area. And the reason that they are expanded is mainly because we know a lot more about the city's water system and about how the aquifer provides water to the city's wells. And we have a more advanced analysis that allowed us to delineate these areas. So we used a model to do it. And the upshot is that after 20 years, after this was first delineated, we have better models now. And they enable us to come up with a more realistic representation of the aquifer system and allows us to come up with a what we think is a better estimate of the wellhead protection areas. So those are the main technical components. And if there are any questions with any aspect of the technical approach, I'd be happy to.
Counselor? Yes, Dave, I've got a question, and I don't want to sound political about this thing, but with the legislation and use of produced water in drilling, will we as a city be able to mandate a distance above and below our sacred aquifer at which they would have to switch from one to the other, where they have to use fresh water at a certain distance above our cap rock and a certain distance below that in order to best protect our water?
The way that the ordinance is structured, it does that already, and it will continue to do so. So they have to drill with fresh water when they're in the freshwater zones.
Can you give me a distance above the cap rock and below the bottom that would encompass? Like, are we talking 100 feet, 1,000 feet?
It depends on where you are. If you're in the area of the sheep draw well field, what will happen is an applicant will come in, and one of the things that they have to do first is they look at lithologic logs and they look at geophysical logs, and they come back with information that explains the depths of the base of the Capitan. And in the sheep draw well field area, the base of the Capitan is the depth where the fresh water ends. So they would have to clarify what that depth is, and then they would have to circulate cement to protect the fresh water zone. And while they do the drilling, they would also drill with fresh water through that fresh water zone. When you go to deeper zones where the water's no longer fresh, when they're drilling in deeper zones, they can't drill with fresh water, because if you're in an area where the water is, for example, brine water, if they start drilling with fresh water in those deeper zones, what they do is they actually erode away the aquifer, and they can actually build caves. And because when you put the fresh water in a salty zone, it dissolves the sediments. So they drill with the fresh water through the freshwater zones. Then they cement off the freshwater zone, and then they drill with a quality of water that's comparable to the sediments that they're drilling in when they go deeper. But the ordinance is structured to protect the freshwater zone by cementing it off.
Further questions for Dave?
Mayor?
Councilor?
Dave and Maria, I'd like to ask a really, I'm going to say, dumb question. Why are we even allowing anybody to drill into our water aquifers in the first place? Do we have to let that happen? I would almost propose a moratorium. Say, don't let anybody drill, because something could happen. You know that. It happened at the brine well here. Go on.
I can answer that, I believe. Dave might, you know, have something to contribute as well, certainly. The city cannot completely prohibit drilling in, I mean, when you say the city's aquifer, right? I mean, we have, as you know, significant water resources and well field in the Capitan, our sheep draw well field. And then we also have, you know, a significant two well fields in the Ogallala aquifer. Oh, we cannot, you know, prohibit drilling in the entirety of those aquifers. What we can permissibly do and have done since 2000 is have regulation that is related to protecting the city's use of that resource for its needs. Okay, and so that is what we did in 2000, but the update is really driven by ensuring we are being sufficiently protective of the city's water resources and water needs. And as I stated at the outset, we have a more comprehensive analysis in our updated 40-year plan, which shows the need for those water resources, both to actually leave that water in the ground to ensure a sustainable supply, as well as for actual use. And so the update goes towards protecting the city's use of the aquifer. So absolute protection of the entirety of the aquifer, we cannot do that. But what we have done is, in the update certainly, is protect the city's need and use of the water resources within the aquifers.
Further questions?
Mayor, I have a question.
Councilor?
Yeah, I have a question. When you say you got to cement off the freshwater area, what is the width of the cement that has to be for those areas of fresh water? Is it going to be sustained, and is it going to be enough for those particular areas?
The cement is something that is also, it's not just cement, there's also a well casing that's there. So there's a steel casing, and then there's cement that is around the casing. And I'd have to check at what the annulus space is that the oil and gas regulations specify, but it's on the order of a couple of inches of cement on each side of a steel casing. So it's not just cement, it's also steel. So that's how that's laid out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Maria and Dave. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as a city council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, the Water Sewer Board has looked at this for an extended period of time, and we appreciate the efforts that Ms. O'Brien and Mr. Romero have put forth. And they are well versed in everything that we need to know, and Water Sewer was in favor of this, so I would move for approval.
So we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
No.
Ms. O'Brien and Mr. Romero, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That will thank move you. Us to number 10, consider approval of ordinance 2021-04. An ordinance rezoning part of R2 residential 2 district to C2 commercial 2 district for an approximately 0.922 acre property located north of 4019 National Parks Highway. Applicant Carlsbad HH LLC, Zach Thewis. A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing and call on Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning at the subject property, described as Lot I of the Lot G boundary line adjustment and Lot D replat of the Merlin subdivision. This property is located at 4019 National Parks Highway, where the new Hyatt House has been built. The applicants are the developers of that property, and they have placed a small commercial building on Lot I, and they wish to operate that as a small convention center, something that can be rented out to anybody in the community to use. As such, they need to change the zoning from R2 Residential 2 District to C2 Commercial 2 District. As you'll see in the map provided in your packet, there is Commercial 2 zoning to the east of the property where the Hyatt House is, so this would not create a spot zone. The Planning and Zoning Commission considered this item at the regular meeting on February 1st, 2021, and that commission voted to recommend approval with a vote of 3 in favor of approval, none against, and 2 absent.
Questions or comments for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we'll now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of the ordinance.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Number 11, consider approval of ordinance 2021-05, an ordinance authorizing the correction of lease description, amendment, and ratification of an oil and gas lease with SBC Resources, LLC, A, public hearing, and B, approval of ordinance. And we will now convene as a public hearing, and Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. This item is a correction in the original ordinance that the city approved for SBC Resources, LLC to conduct drilling activities within the city limits. There was some correction in the land description of which they were going to access. They provided the city with those corrections, and we brought it before the council tonight for your review and approval.
Questions for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. If not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as the City Council to consider approval of ordinance.
Mayor, this having been something that had already been approved and this simply being a cleanup of what we had already approved, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
A second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Number 12, council committee reports. Any councilor have any updates? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll now move to number 13, adjourn, and I'd call on Councilor Judy Waters.
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn, and we got a second back there. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Did it pass? Yep. We're adjourned. 40 minutes.